It's exhausting, it's exhilarating, and it's utterly wonderful. We're in a daze after the best game ever at the Castad. Without a doubt, it had everything. The drama was intense, the loudspeakers were awful, man of the match contender a ball boy, and the place was full to bursting, the noise was sensational, then the whistle blew and we were underway. That it was Beano who turned the game on its head was predictable, but that he would get a red card inside 10 minutes, that was awful. We always say he's a talisman to the side, but not that sort of talisman, please. Heading to an early bath and a lonely dressing room with a packed stadium and his friends and family stunned into silence. It was just too awful for words. And there was a moment there when we felt things might turn ugly and the afternoon descended to chaos. But the script was different. What we need now is a set piece. That's the only way we'll score, said my mate Robin. And we did! Yay! Another foul had put a tenner on Acer Hall to score the first goal. There he was, £100 richer. That the second would follow within minutes, well, that was truly brilliant. A delicious cross, a fabulous finish from Ollie Johnson. And you know that Beano could hear the cheers in that lonely dressing room. Actually, Jake Wright was in there consoling him. Good on him. Ball boy! There's only one ball boy. At half time, there we were calling him man of the match. And Rosie was giving all the YTS ball boys a bit of a lecture. That's not the way we play here, he said. Be fair, and in the second half, collect the ball quicker. But not too quick. I like that. It says something about Oxford that without their supposed three best players, Constable, Wright and Levin, the team turned in the performance of the season. And that comes from a squad that sticks together. It was great to see Adam Chapman back in action. His last game for us was another massive match, the playoff final at Wembley. Didn't he look comfortable with the big occasion? So did Dubes and Ryan Clark. Oh, all of them. And, you know, they needed to be. They needed to be there at their best because we were playing the best team in the league. Swindon Town played some fabulous football. Matt Ritchie was outstanding, and that shot of his that hit the post left it reverberating for the rest of the day. You see, I think Swindon will get promoted, and their charismatic manager De Canio, well, for me, he was brilliant. Chris Wilder was in a strange position today, seeing someone else get all the attention at a home game. I like the way De Canio went over and shook hands with the Oxford players afterwards, and then go and applaud his own fans, wearing that Swindon scarf with pride. I like Matt Ritchie going over to apologise to the ball boy after the match. But most of all, I like the fact that Oxford United have done the double over worthy, outstanding rivals. This was a local derby in the finest traditions, and it sets us up for an exhilarating run-in for the last 40 points. I was delighted to meet Kieran and Patrick, who'd come over from the west of Ireland just for this game. What a match to choose. You'll move heaven and earth to go to football games that mean the world. My son Billy celebrated his 100th consecutive game, and even a puncture on the way home couldn't wipe the smiles off our faces. It's Mrs. Mallett's birthday today, and she's 10,000 miles away in Australia with family celebrating. And we heard her whoops of joy as the final whistle blew and we woke her up in Melbourne. You can wake the world with the noise of that game. Let's meet again next season in League One.